I keep talking. Not because I'm sure you're listening, but because silence feels heavier when I carry it alone. There's a certain hour of the night when distractions stop working, when music doesn't help, when scrolling doesn't help, when even sleep feels like too much effort. That's usually when I start asking questions I pretend I don't have during the day. I don't question you out of rebellion. I question you out of exhaustion, out of trying to stay hopeful while everything around me feels unfinished. I've learned how to function. I've learned how to smile on time. I've learned how to say I'm okay without lying, but without telling the truth either. Sometimes my phone vibrates and my heart reacts before my mind does. For half a second, hope still thinks it's welcome here. Strange how the body remembers what the heart is trying to forget. Where are you when the noise fades and I finally hear myself think? When my thoughts don't make sense, but they still feel true. When I'm not asking for rescue, just reassurance.
I'm still holding on.
I'm still holding on.
When I hear no answer, when I feel alone,
I'm
still holding on.
I'm still holding on. They say faith is believing without seeing, but no one tells you how lonely that can feel. No one prepares you for praying and hearing nothing back for trusting when your emotions refuse to cooperate. I remember when belief felt natural, before it became a decision, before it required effort. Now I wake up and choose it like someone choosing to stay, even when leaving would be easier. Some days I wonder if I've done something wrong, if I missed a step, if I waited too long, if I asked for the wrong things in the wrong way. Then I remember silence doesn't always mean correction. Maybe you're not absent. Maybe you're teaching me how to stand without leaning, how to breathe without being carried, how to trust. Be loud. I just need you to be near. I don't need answers tonight. I just need to know that waiting isn't pointless, that I'm not speaking into nothing. If faith is a journey, then this must be the part where the road goes quiet, where belief stops being emotional and starts being intentional, where I learn that presence doesn't always announce itself. Maybe you've been here in the way I didn't give up, in the way I kept showing up even when I didn't feel strong. Maybe you're in the breath I almost didn't take. So I'll keep talking, not because I'm confident, not because I'm certain, but because something in me still believes that being honest matters. You're listening.